All right, what's up? Thanks for the applause. There's like a small portion of people who watch my stream who do not know, you know, that I do anything in EVE Online, and they're going to be very confused by this if they just tune in because they follow. We got the sound real quiet. All right, let me fix that before we get going. All right, sound all good. All right, so you guys chatting Twitch. I'm going to answer questions in Elysium rather than Twitch chat. So, I mean, you can spam Twitch chat if you want. I'm going to answer the questions in Elysium once we get there. Well, Aoife, you got to do two fireside recaps now. Victor, what I normally stream? Whatever I want. I don't stream that often. I've been doing Baldur's Gate recently, Mass Effect, some League of Legends, some EVE, just whenever I'm feeling it. All right, I'm gonna let people get in here, and then we'll get going pretty soon. What's my favorite thing to stream? Probably just EVE streams. I like to talk to people. When I stream, it's mostly just an excuse for me to chat with people, so... and in EVE, I really don't play that much EVE when I stream. I just sort of rob things and then talk to people, whoever watches. If you guys got questions, you can go ahead and ask them. Someone said link to stream, please. Is in the ping? Oh, well, all right, good. Someone else got it for you. There you go. Can I please turn up my volume? All right, I'm hearing this from several people. And I will turn the volume up a little bit. Is this better? I have never seen so many freighter icons before. Your jabber pings are coming through the stream. Good point. Let's mute those. There we go. You know what? Let's mute Discord sounds too. There we go. We'll minimize the effect people control. All right. Yeah, I just went through 407 in my freighter there, Chris. Why do you have such a good jabber notification sound? I actually did not know that there were different sounds. Yeah, I am so excited about the MER. Yeah, by the way, those of you subbing or whatever, thanks, appreciate it, but I have turned off all those notifications, so you will not get the Bardcore sounds. Very sorry. Yeah, hang on. I'm going to do something for you. For those of you guys who are like on Twitch trying to move your window around, all right, let's drag it to the right a little bit. Okay. And to the left, a little down, oh, no, a little up, we'll zoom in, and out, all right, now you feel like you're in control. Remember when your little brother wanted to play Nintendo with you when you were a kid, you gave him the unplugged controller? That's you right now, you're the little brother. Okay, let's go. Welcome to the Great Skylift. This is by far the biggest move up in the history of EVE Online. I know Sniper has already talked to you guys, given you instructions. We're going to be here for a while. We're going to be doing this for a while. This is officially the start of our move from Delve to Taniferous. We are going to start moving clones after this move up from 1DQ to UALX. It's a monumental moment for us. I want to say thanks, first of all, to everyone who's been planning this for a long time. We have spent a lot of time planning this. Not every moment of our move after this is planned. We are going to play some things by ear, but we have a extremely good outline of everything we want to do moving forward. Here's my biggest thanks is to our GSaw guys. You guys have been amazing. No one has asked more of these people. I've heard the phrase, you know, good generals plan, great ones think about logistics. And that's, you know, that's the truth here. The GSaw guys have been incredible. Especially congratulations on scooping. I believe we've scooped 15 keep stars, if I remember correctly. Something like 15 keep stars. all successfully. And scooping a Keepstar is pretty tough, especially when they can just jump in and try to snatch it. There have been attempts at grabbing Citadels. Some smaller ones have been gotten, but no Keepstars. We expected worse, to be honest. We expected worse, yeah. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much, G-Sol. If you see your local G-Soler, please be nice to them. Send them some space candy. Give them a virtual smooch. Whatever you can do. Not only are we going to, you know, have they been working hard since this has been announced to get us out of here, they're going to have to set us up in the new place. And so I'm going to ask everyone, you know, if the system that you're in or you want to be in doesn't have the upgrade that you want once we move, just be patient. They're going to get to it. They're going to get there. Give your G-Solers a smooch. It's really going to be... it is a monumental task, and we're in the midst of it. We are moving right now through this gate. I am excited to see the MER. I am excited to see when it comes out. Like, I don't know that it'll be accurate. I actually am worried that it will kind of break. But we are moving an incredible amount of material through this gate and then on to UALX. So the important thing about this op, and I'm sure Sniper already talked about this, I was not able to attend, is that we need to get stuff to 4TAC-07. We don't need to get it further. You just need to get across this gap. Once you're across this gap, you can move at your leisure. You can move whenever you want further down the line to UALX. So once we get to UALX, you will be setting your death clone there. We will be moving there officially. This is the swap over moment. However, tomorrow, we still need a ton of people in Delve. And I'm sure those timers have given out. They'll be pinged. But tomorrow afternoon, around this time in Delve, we need a lot of people in 1DQ. So I know a ton of you eager beavers are ready to swap over. And some of you have been ready since the day we announced. Some of you have been ready for like 2 days afterwards. We've been getting your messages. Hey, can we move right now? I think you're seeing why this has been such a monumental effort and so huge. And just watch some of these people going back and forth in freighters. They are just moving their virtual Eve life across this gap. I'm going to tell you guys an unrelated story. I just think this is a great story more than anything. My mother told me a story when she was really young. She was talking to her great-grandmother. And her great-grandmother, this was right after Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, right afterwards. And her great-grandmother was very old, like near 100 at the time. And her great-grandmother was crying, and she asked her, you know, Granny, why are you crying? Are you sad? She said, no, I'm not sad. I traveled westward in a covered wagon, and I've lived to see a man walk on the moon. To me, that's just one of the greatest stories. We're just doing our own little bit. We're going westward in our covered wagons, our covered freighters. So that's an unrelated story, but one I like a lot. We're moving things back and forth. Someone watched the moon landing live. We got some old goons around here. So tomorrow, 1DQ, let's finish up strong here. There will still be more stuff going on. Let me address some concerns that I know are going to come up. Guys, I'm not ready to move, or I haven't moved everything. Am I stuck? No, you're not stuck. We'll be doing move ops for the foreseeable future. We'll be doing move ops for the long foreseeable future. So don't worry if you are not able to move everything today. So my request for you guys is let's stick around in 1DQ for one more day. And after that, bombs away on going to UALX and resetting your death clones and officially moving in there. Once you cross this gap, there will be Sino chains. It is a Keepstar chain all the way to UALX. There is no more gates to cross once you are in 4TAC-07. It is all Sinos all the way. Please check your Sino fleets too. Make sure they are official Sino fleets. We haven't lost too many people. I will tell you one thing of interest. This is somewhat surprising to us. You know, we spent a lot of time on contingency plans for how do we respond if our enemies do this plan or that plan as soon as we announce. And so when I told Darkshines, you know, this is our plan, we're going to move, and I said, you know, what would you do? You know, what would you do if you were against us and you heard that this was our plan? And he said, I would snap deploy that day. And I said, exactly, me too. That's exactly what I did. So we spent a lot of time planning for that. Luckily, I guess for us, we didn't have to use any of those plans. They've killed some Sinos, right? I mean, they've warped some AFK Titans or returning Titans off the Keepstar. But we had a lot of plans that we didn't get to use at all, which is actually good in the long run. But it, from our perspective, it's like, aw, we planned for all this and now nothing's happening. So that's sort of the inside look at leadership. Okay. That's about what I wanted to convey. We're going to be doing Move Ops Across This Gate for a very long time, and I am going to start answering questions in Elysium. I will read them if you are not able to read Elysium. So go ahead and start throwing your questions in there. If there is a director like question that I need to ask, I will just ask them to DM me or something, because obviously they cannot get on comms here. So we'll be making Control Alt Teniferous alts, cat alts. So it's a good question. Control Alt Delve will stay in Delve. But we have not actually decided on what our plans are for Control Alt Teniferous. It's one of those things, you know, we have a level of priority basically in our planning document, which by the way is huge. And thanks to Kunmi for setting this thing up like a long time ago. It's now like, it's a voluminous tome. It is huge. But that we have like tiers. We have tiers in our document, and you know, that's like tier 4 of importance. So we'll get to that when we have the bandwidth to get to that. Raster said, what did Shines think of the move? I don't know that I want to characterize his response. It was positive, but you know, I think I'd rather just let him answer. So if you want to ask him, you can go ahead and answer. You can go out and ask him for that answer. But, you know, I think I'd just say positive generally. So you think Stainwagon will blap Panafam fleet in Stain? I don't think they'll really go to Stain that much. Which of any subcap doctrines are staying in 1DQ in the short term? Says Muramasa. I will let Zintage answer that in chat, or send me a DM if he wants me to say it here. Let's see. Can we call the Control Teniferous fleet the Cat Girls? So when I said that Delve is no longer goons, his anime is no longer cartoons, I feel like I opened the doors to hell. It's kind of a problem. Although there is a really cool like Japanese comic book on the EVE Online subreddit right now. So if you I guess Delve not being goons and anime not being cartoons has led us to some good things. But I don't think Cat Girl Fleet is... I don't think we're ready for that. Let's see what we got. How long until CCP puts NPC space in the range of Impasse and Teniferous? Tenerifus. I mean, I'm going to have to work on that. How long? We'll see. I don't think that's going to happen in the short term. If it did, it'd be pretty funny. Wife just said she was wanted to go Christmas shopping for Christmas stuff and gave me a kiss. Should I be worried? Is your wife normally the type to go Christmas shopping this soon before Christmas? I did buy my first Christmas gift yesterday, so maybe it's not totally out of character. Kalindra says, any UTAC cat move ops, or is it on our own? I will let someone else answer that question. Only Fleets is on the other half of Tenerifus. What is the deal with them? Newt, Blue, Red, says Kazulti. So that's a good question. Basically, Tenerifus is sort of like Declan in that it's a really long, strung out region. And although it is technically one region, it's more like two. So we just said, hey, we only want this part that's more regionally compact. And they are not, blue to us. They're neutral to us. They will be nearby. We'll see how they play it. You know, they can hunt our ratters or whatever. You know, that's going to be probably a thing that happens. And we'll see how they play it and how they want to act. And it's TBD. We're not looking to have, you know, Kumbaya perfect safety land. So that would get boring. I believe that creativity comes from restrictions. And I believe that... you know, a little adversity goes a long way. So, Asher Elias, any plans for the newts between us and Pappy? Heretical, this is very much a future plans thing, and so nothing I have to comment on. By the way, if you guys are American, Thanksgiving is the start of the Christmas season. So no Christmas season before Thanksgiving. As soon as you've taken a nap when you're full of Thanksgiving turkey, that's when you can put on Christmas music and put up decorations. Those are the rules. I didn't make them up, but they are enforced by me. Someone asked about the neutral parts of Tenerifus, which I literally just answered. How much surrounding space do you intend to take for harvest? Is this a real-life question or something in-game? As someone who has been AFK for a year or two, I'm finding a lot of my stuff just hit asset safety. Any advice? So, Andre, that's a good question. It's much cheaper to move it to a structure in system. Almost every structure that you've been asset safety from will have something in system. You should move it into that structure in system and then move it to 1DQ and then get it moved along the chain. That'll save you a lot more money and be easier than Ermolin, in my opinion. Ghoster says, how many Kirkland products will you consume for Thanksgiving? Let me guys give you some advice. The ham, the spiral cut honey ham from Costco is not worth it. It's unfortunately not a great product. I would definitely recommend, if you're a ham and turkey kind of family like my family where you want to have both, step up for that honey baked ham. You know, it's a little more expensive. You're going to pay $55, but you can find, you know, coupon online, get yourself 20% off. Go for the honey baked ham. It's worth the drive. All right. So don't cheap out on the Costco ham. Turkey, though, you're just fine from your local grocery store. You don't need to go like a special turkey. Turkey is all how you prepare it. Ham is actually has more of a difference. Unrelated, curly fries or crinkle fries? So the answer, and the only correct answer in Unablaze, is you get curly fries, but they accidentally spill some crinkle fries into your bag. Or potentially, you're at Burger King, you order the fries, and you get the free spare onion ring. The spare onion ring is like, that is the best thing possible. By the way, if you guys are big Burger King fans, haven't been for a while, but they will give you a half and half. You can ask for half fries, half onion rings, and almost every Burger King will honor that, just so you know. Thoughts on Nando's Piri Piri fries, or is it too spicy for great leaders? So Nando's, by the way, if you guys can have a cheeky Nando's, it's great. I used to live in Africa. I love Nando's. I lived briefly in England. I love Nando's. And they're in, like, Virginia now. They're not near me, unfortunately. But Nando's is a fantastic chicken place. So if you can have Nando's, really good. Very excellent food. Is it true that Boat is coming back as a Supercat FFC? Oh no, Borox, you've been trying your best to get my attention. You finally have. Boat has no plans to come back as a Supercat FFC, but I do believe he is available. Jirai says, Rally/Checkers curly fries on the scales of fries. So for those of you non-Americans, we do have a fast food place called Checkers, but it's also called Rally's, depending on where it is. It is the same place. And it has two drive-thrus. It also has the worst AI ordering system, where the AI tries to take your order instead of the person. The fries are extremely greasy, extremely, like, they have, like, a special seasoning on them, and they're super good when they're hot and it's 2 a.m. and someone else drove you there because you've been drinking. Like, they're top-notch. But if you go there at 6 p.m. for dinner, there's something wrong with you. Jollibee, I've not had it yet. I've heard good things. I've not had it. I love that we're, like, doing the biggest move-op of all time. Like, the most important, not the most important thing, but an incredibly monumental and important thing. And the questions that are being asked at the fireside is, like, what's your favorite food? What's your food takes? You can, by the way, you can ask the AI ordering system, you go, human, please. They will connect you to the very unhappy person who then has to take your order. Favorite pizza toppings? You know, I love meat in my mouth, Raul, so little sausage. Can't go wrong with that. Asher, are you pro con Whataburger? I've only had it a couple times. It was fine. I'm going to recommend, if you are looking for a place that's expanding, that's pretty good, let's go chicken. We can say Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's quite good. I like Zaxby's a lot. They are also quite good. So those are some places that are expanding that I'm pretty happy with. I don't eat a ton of fast food, but whenever I try to go on vacation, I have some. What's the spiciest thing you've ever eaten? I accidentally ate something very spicy, and it was the worst experience of my life. I do not like Raising Cane's sauce. That might be controversial, but I like the rest. I like everything else about it. Chick-fil-A. Okay, so I'm going to tell you my fast food philosophy. This is my life philosophy too. I prefer fake nice to real rude. And so if I go to my local McDonald's, like the service I'll get is like what you want. Like that's literally like that will be, you know, pull up what you want. And, you know, I personally don't prefer that. Whereas if I go to the Chick-fil-A, they'll be like, it's a great day at Chick-fil-A. How can I serve you? And then you'll give the order. They'll give you a big smile. They'll throw some extra barbecue sauce, maybe a little Polynesian in the bag, you know, and say my pleasure. I will take that fake nice every day over the real rude. Give me that fake nice. That's the world I want to live in. Chick-fil-A is extremely overrated. Stretch me, you can have bad opinions and we won't kick you, but I want to. I do take all their pleasure, indeed. What song is this? This is a free, copyright-free synthwave mix. All right, I will answer more food questions, but give me your questions for a little bit. Let's keep it on task for just a little bit. Orlando, we should talk about home cooking. I'm not going to answer the lube regional gate thing. I've heard this joke 48,000 times already. We don't need it again, guys. We're good. How does it feel being responsible for causing tie-dye on a move up? Not only that, but as I believe is going on right now, I believe 1DQ is getting mapped off this node. We did request the node reinforcement and asked for its own node. CCP and their infinite wisdom tied them together, and here we are. But I believe they are remapping it right now. Will there be a map of what upgrades are going and where in the new space, asked Demashji? Yeah, so there will be a map or something similar. That is basically, I mean, not basically, that has already been mapped out. I do not believe we have released it publicly yet, but we will make something available. When are we moving larger ships? Can I go AFK for a while? Asked Galileo. We are moving them relatively soon. So there are so many freighters going across, it's taking more time than we expected. I guess that we probably should not have been surprised by the number of people, but we need to get these freighters across. So I will let Sniper or someone else key up and say exactly how much time we got here, but soon TM is the answer. And we will ping it out. So if you want to just be watching your pings, you can watch your pings. Yeah, some good college football games going on earlier. Miami won. Happy to report. We got Tennessee, Alabama on right now. Good stuff. Are there discounts for ITL to ship to the new home? I don't know about discounts, but they are. The Jump Fitter Services, ITL, and Nofu have been doing a ton of work. And if you need stuff moved across, they are quite good for that. Yeah, okay, so 1DQ has been restarted on a new node. Who do I have, Georgia or Texas? I'm rooting for Texas. I think Georgia will win. Joke question. How soon till the alliance disbands? That's a good question. So the social bonds are what keeps this alliance running. And I think that were I to hit the disband button and just walk away, the people who care about this alliance would re-coalesce where 80% of it would be back within a week. So I don't think you could really kill this alliance, even if you wanted to. I think goons are literally zombies at this point, and it would take some serious, you know, malfeasance of some sort or something terrible to happen for this alliance to be killed and disbanded in any real sense. It's one of the reasons, let's go into a little philosophy here, when we talk about, like, I read the Reddit threads where they're like, you know, you should only be allowed to have 200 people in your alliance. By the way, I'm so tired of these low sec losers who will not be happy with EVE Online until there are two people playing this game and they're one of them. It's just so tiring. But that being said, the whole, like, there should only be 200 people limited, you know, to an alliance is just the dumbest kludge that will never work as far as an idea. And it's one of those ideas that I've seen, I don't know, how long have I been involved in EVE? Like 15 years. I've seen it for 15 years. And it will never work. It never would have worked, and it won't work now. And it's just one of those ideas. My eyes start rolling out of my head. And you have to sort of engage the person in good faith because they've probably been playing for a year, and they think it's a great idea. But anyway, it's a dumb one. With all these heretics jumping non-freighters, orcas, rorquals, is there going to be consequences? We're not going to blow up their ships. Some people just don't listen. Some people are not on comms. Some people do not speak the English language. And, you know, it's okay. I'm sorry they've broken the rules, but we're not going to shoot them. Did you stretch already? Yeah, I did. But it's a good idea. When you guys are playing EVE, I recommend you stand up about every 20 minutes. Can we invade Pandemic Horde, please? Once again, that is a future question. However, I think that it is very important, extremely important, that you fight in this game. This game is about fighting. It's not about accumulating capital. It's not about, you know, the things that you do in this game, like when you rat or you build a ship, that is not the end goal. The end goal is to then use those things to fight. So I am a pro fighting kind of guy. Certainly, I've talked about this before, but, you know, we were in bad shape when I took over, and we're in much better shape now, and we're in much, much closer to fighting shape. I actually don't think that we are the strongest group in the galaxy. You know, I think Horde is stronger than us, but I think it's nominally stronger than us. So it's something I'm willing to test. You have to test yourself, right? You have to test yourself, you have to push yourself out there. And that is something I am very willing to test. Some guy in the Twitch chat went to Grand Silver and said he's a hoarder. Yeah, I am a virtual hoarder as well. I got a lot of stuff to move. Can we invade them again and again and get back to Delve from the other side? Yeah, the old push them around the map is a true Hubic. We've talked about that. Running those kind of campaigns is extremely, extremely tiring. And, you know, it's very easy to say you want to go, but the work that goes behind it is so tiring that there's a reason that an EVE war is generally 3 months, and 6 months is, like, too long for an EVE war. Mach 1 says, Arch Manning or Quinn Ewers for Texas QB? I think it's Quinn Ewers. I think Arch Manning will do better next season, and he needs more seasoning. I mean, he's a good quarterback. Is the space between our new home and PanFam going to burn once we are all set up? So we keep getting these questions. I'm going to keep saying future plans, future plans, future plans. You know, those are things that we will work out. The important thing we need to focus on now is getting set up in our home. There's going to be a lot of stuff we have to put up, guys. We need to erect a ton of stuff. Focus on erection of structures. All right, guys, let's get those up. We'll get ready, and then we will start looking at the future after that. Blue pill is a drug you can get, Ralph Drake in EVE Online, and there are things that you can take that will lower the side effects. Neurotoxin control is one of them, for instance. We need to start making money in the new home. So yeah, John Har, that is a good point. I'm sure a lot of you guys, you were deployed with us, and now these last 2 weeks, we certainly have not been making a lot of money. So there will be time. It's not like we're going to get to UALX and next week we're going to set off on the Great Adventure. You know, you guys are going to have time to fill up the old pocketbooks, get set up, get comfortable. We will let you do that. If you're expecting us to roll out next week and start off on a campaign, that is not the kind of, you know, scenario that we're looking at. Do you have a favorite system in our new homelands? You guys may not know this, or you may know this. We get BTAC-R, the home of the famous fight in January 2014. That will be a system that is under our control. One thing we got to do, by the way, is some of the outlying systems. They've just flipped the shubs. They've killed them. And there's not new ones. We're just going to drop new ones and put them up. So there will be tasks to do once we get there. Can we move to Wicked Creek next? It is unlikely, but we could, potentially. How could you not say, oh shit, it's not your favorite? It's not my favorite. Sorry, Will Wheaton. Hey, Asher, I just read your open letter to CCP. Have you heard anything from them? Thoughts overall? So they definitely heard it. I heard from CCP from several people. One thing I know, and that I'm authorized to share is that, you know, CCP reached out to contact me about this move and they wanted to gather information on what, you know, what are the struggles that we're having? How hard is this? Because I think there was a feeling from some of the more EVE tuned CCP employees that maybe the rest of them did not understand how much effort this was, how hard it is to do this, what a monumental task it is. I keep saying monumental because that's what it is. We are erecting, you know, the new Great Pyramid, right? And so they reached out, say, can I get some information from you, Asher? What are you guys doing? What's your thinking? You know, and so I was very candid with them, sort of, here's some behind the scenes stuff. You can share it with CCP, but not, other players. And I gave them this kind of info. So I'm pretty encouraged that they're interested to hear that and that they're going to, you know, present this to, you know, the big muckety mucks over at CCP so that they will understand what's going on. Big move ops are so stressful. Indeed, if you can imagine from the command center, it is even more stressful. ready for them to add more NPC space closer to our new home. So, you know, Bashy says this, and I've got the question several times already, and I've got several times this week, and then several times since we announced it. I don't think they're going to do that. Like, I think that the hypocrisy would just be too much even for CCP to handle. I don't think they could actually do that, guys. So, if it's something that happened, we would evaluate and obviously adjust. But I think even CCP would not do that. Certainly, it wouldn't be targeted specifically at us. Guys, I want to talk about something. We just got our CSM voting in. Early results looking pretty good. But we need a strong finish. We would love to put not only, you know, our top three, which is two goon candidates and a brave candidate. We'd like to put them on. We would like to get, you know, as far down the ballot as we can. And I think we have a good chance at doing that. So here's a question we've fielded a few times from people. You know, hey, Asher, why would I ever want to vote for this guy who, you know, is in our enemy group? You know, they are, you know, they're in some other null set group, and I don't like them, right? I'm not a fan of this enemy that's on the list, right? And so, I mean, I'm looking for a quote that Cass said, and I can't find it. He had a pretty solid quote on it, but basically, here's the deal. These guys are our adversaries, the people that we fight in NullSec, but the people who really hate us want to be on the CSM, and they are that LowSecer that I'm talking about who thinks that there should be two people. They should be two people playing EVE Online. They want to be the king of nothing, right? And these people get in there, and they will try to worm tongue CCP into making the worst changes. Do you guys remember Omeka Gold? Some of you newer players might not remember him, but Omeka Gold was a guy who hated, and I mean absolutely hated, the fact that Rorquals existed and that goons were making money with them. And he hunted Rorquals, and that was his whole playstyle. His whole playstyle was to hunt goon Rorquals and steal their excavators, and he did it pretty well. He would make a lot of money stealing excavators, and he got on the CSM, and he literally lobbied himself out of a job. Right? Like he lobbied so hard for them to kill Rorquals that the thing he loved doing died. But this is how deranged some of these people are. So the reason that we put on some guy who might be in fraternity or another enemy organization or not neutral organization is because these people are part of the game, and they still care about the game. And they care about it in a way that is that they want the game to succeed. The lifeblood of EVE Online is NullSec. You know, and this is something that I don't know if CCP knows this, but it's the truth. They don't write articles about your elite PvPing, your feathering your AT ship. There is no article written in, you know, PC Gamer about feathering your AT ship and, you know, winning some small gang fight. That doesn't happen. You know, the things that make EVE impressive are this. There's going to be an article. There's like, oh, there were 4,200 people moving across this gap. There will be an article about this, right? Because this is impressive. This is what makes EVE different and special. If you want to fight 5v5, there are thousands of better games to fight 5v5. I don't get it. EVE is not a terribly fun game to fight 5v5 in. Go play League of Legends, right? Go play literally any game you want. Play Counter-Strike. Play anything that was designed and has a better gameplay loop than this game. What is impressive about this game is the monumentalness, is the gigantic, long-lasting effects. I'm waving my arms around because these people annoy me so much. That is why you need to vote for exactly who the state tells you. Get the people on there who will say the same things to CCP that CCP need to hear. We have skin in this game. We want to be here 10 years from now. We were here 10 years ago. We want to stay here and be here 10 years from now. And so we care about the longevity of the game, and we will advise CCP in that manner. And we won't advise CCP to like ruin the economy so much that the person who advised them quits the game because he's bored of it. Ugh. All right. If you have questions, go ahead. I will answer more. I will take some food questions as well. Goon's Ballot literally has a guy trying to get dreads nerfed. That is not necessarily a bad thing. I voted democratically exactly how the state told me to. Well done. Exactly. Managed democracy, indeed. I haven't played that game. I heard it's good, though. How far is P. Horde from our new home? How easy hard will it be to raid our enemy, asked Critchus Warrior. So that's a good question. They're much closer than they are now. Right now, the idea of like flying over there via gates is pretty insane. It's just too far. You have to use other methods. Under the new system, going via, you know, bridges, via titans or gates and jump gates is absolutely doable. So we will still be able to use the other methods, but it is very doable to fly your fleet over there. And especially for a cruiser and down fleet, absolutely doable. So I expect to see a lot of more skirmish FCs being able to go and have a more meaningful engagement. What I want to see going, once we get set up, this will not be sort of initially a thing, but once we get set up, you know, they have a very large empire that is pretty weak on the outside. And that's one of the things we're trying to fix about our empire. Is we were pretty dense, so it was less important, but still, we want to be on the edge of the empire. We want to be tanking the shockwave, the bow shock of EVE Online Nullsec, so that is why we're moving to the front. Astralis, serious question. Are we still blaming Pablo? I do not remember who Pablo is right now. I'm blanking on that, so I'm just going to say, yeah, sure. Pablo shouldn't have done whatever it was that he did. Should I order Pizza Hut for me and my fiance? First off, my wife. Secondly, Pizza Hut, I mean, is that your only option? I will say Pizza Hut breadsticks with the sauce, pretty good, but the Pizza Hut pizza, I don't know. I go somewhere local if you got the option. I'm in a small town? Yeah, go for it. If that's what you got in the small town, Pizza Hut's good. And I agree with you, Jocelyn. I'd say for a chain, Papa John's is better, but if you know, I have definitely lived in a small town before, and you just take what you get. Darth Killis says, defend the frontier, hold the fringes. Rom says, SIG and squad deployments will probably be easier to manage logistically. Yeah, that's true. Very true. Pineapple and pizza, yes or no, asked Michael Malinranted. Michael, don't let people influence your decisions. That's really the answer. You know, if you like pineapple on pizza, then you should have it. Whatever topping you desire on a pizza, you can put there. There is no right or wrong. It's only what you make it. So all the people saying yes or no, their opinion literally doesn't matter because it is your pizza. Don't let other people choose what you enjoy in this life. Pineapple Harley, sorry. Thought Doll says, why move to Tenerifus UALX specifically? Why not move farther? That's a great question. Fantastic question, actually. So we definitely considered all options, and there was much debate and discussion about that particular question in specific. And the benefits to moving here specifically is that it may maintain contiguousness with the rest of our space. So if Brave was going to stay in Delve and we had moved even further, like say we tried to take Wicket Creek and move in there or something, we essentially could not have held all that space or realistically done so without it being a giant pain, to say the least. And so it would have caused sort of a breakdown and a rift in the middle that I think would have been unnecessary. And should we want to take that space? We could in the future. Like, it's always an option. And if someone wants to fight us over it, that'd be the ideal scenario. We'd love for them to fight us over it. So, you know, I don't know what the plan is for these, for, you know, remember, these are the people who announced they were going to run away and take it back after Goons left. So I have no idea what their plans might be. I wouldn't count on anything, but there's always the option to push forward until they have to fight. So there you go. We definitely considered it, had a lot of discussions. You know, from some of the leaks, you guys have seen that we end up, you know, yelling at each other. There are a lot of smart people and a lot of opinionated people in leadership. And when you see the sausage made, sometimes it doesn't look like it's all, you know, kumbaya, happy, happy, joy, joy. But that's how it should be. I want people who really believe that they are the smartest person in the room and their idea is the best idea in the room. And eventually you have to make a decision. And that's my job. I have to go, well, here's what we're going to do. This is the final decision. And I appreciate all the input. And I think in the end, though, pretty much everyone agreed that this was probably the best solution. And I would say that some people were 100% on board with this one, and some people were 80%. But we had swung pretty much everyone to agreeing that it was the right choice. Internet Knight says, "Hey, Asher, you never listen to my ideas. If you have a good one, Internet Knight, I will listen to it. You need to have one first, though." Asher, do you ever stream so we can see you? No, Gearx. I have shared pictures before, but I have never streamed with a camera on, and I don't think I will. After some of the stuff that's happened, some of the negative stuff with sort of unhinged EVE personality people, not personalities, but unhinged EVE players, you know, going too far, I feel pretty happy with my decision not to do that. How's my Hurricane Milton experience? Had some limbs come down, nothing too bad. Yeah, I think we're going again. I think we're here. I think that worked. Yeah, I think we're back. Yep. Mr. President, a second tree has hit your power lines. Christian Warrior says, "Our opponent's still renting space, and how do we upset that income?" So, good question there. Yes, space is still being rented, and yes, I think it'll be even easier than before to upset the apple cart, and we'll be closer to doing so. So it'll be pretty easy to do so. By the way, my jabber has hard frozen after that disconnect, so I cannot read any new questions. Guys, I'm going to give you about 2 more minutes. I know we have a lot of stuff to go on. 2 more minutes. If you've got questions, throw them in. Throw them in the Twitch chat for now. If you're in the Twitch chat, throw them in the Twitch chat, and I will go ahead and answer the questions in the Twitch chat. Looks like Elysium came back too. With our move to Delve, will we have our amulet supplied by the burner guys? Are we still going to be able to operate once Brave moves in? Yeah, no problem with that. We don't expect to have a problem. Omis and Pathabulous, are plan blue or screw those places? We have no plans for them right now, Daro. Asher Elias, any closer to finishing your script? So I am done through 2015. I kind of have not been going since then because this has been consuming my time. How do you make your iskies? I rat very occasionally. I don't have a lot of money in EVE Online. Will Init reset us once we are settled in, McNair? I mean, I suppose they could, but they have not indicated they have any plan to do so. ETA for calling Delve abandoned. So Brave are taking over Delve. We will not be abandoning Delve. They will be living there. It's a good place for Brave to live. Delve is an excellent region. We just outgrew it as goons. It was too big. What percent of the Palantine Keepstar is ready, and if it will be in UALX? We took those parts for other things to build, so it's not even a percentage thing. It's less. Are we staying blue within it? Yep, that is our plan. Will there be any plans to support Brave in defending Delve if it comes under siege, or are we consolidating? Yeah, for sure, Manny. We do have plans to do that. Yeah. We will be leaving in control Delve and Dreadnoughts in Delve, and we have plans to support them. If there's a serious invasion, we would definitely come to support them. So, with more than just that. So, yes, there are many plans for that.
Oh, yeah.
Grilled cheese sandwich or peanut butter and jelly? Peanut butter and jelly, American classic. Grilled cheese, late night classic. I would still go with the grilled cheese, though. A good grilled cheese really hits. Do you think the enemy will find the undock button to attack new Sov? I think that they'll give it a shot, sure. I don't think they'll come in a serious way. I could be surprised. We'll see. I have 1776 viewers according to my little Trinket now. America, number one. All right. What up, boat in the chat? We like the chunky peanut butter, personally. Are you as hyped about the new home as I am, says McNair? Yes, dude. I am so excited about this. We have been keeping this, like, under wraps. And I know Beyond Nox, by the way, was probably the most hyped director. He was putting every day in, like, hold 14 days left, hold 13 days. He was getting really excited. Do PH have any red lines for what they will actually fight for? Asked Fluffy Hamster. I don't believe they have said any red lines. We will go and find out, though. It's easy enough to find out. All right, let's get those last second questions in. Yeah, is it MJ? Yeah, MJ is probably a red line. Are our opponents still renting space, and do we upset that? How do we upset that income? Oh, yeah, they are still renting place and we space, and we should be able to find out how to upset that income. I don't think PH has red line anymore. XD, that's a good one.
Oh yeah!
Alabama up 7-0. Darn it. What's the prediction for how Goons will do in the AT? So Amethyst Talon, my hope for our AT team is always that we take one win. That's my goal. I think it's a pretty reasonable goal to take one win. All right, guys, I'm going to start wrapping it up. I'm going to throw you guys back to comms. Please cut chatter as much as you can. Don't talk. Mumble is creaking right now. But vote for the CSM. This is super important.
Yeah!
And our enemies are not being very organized about this. So I think this is the year that we could really have sort of a Goon yellow wave. A yellow wave where we put a lot of people on our ballot on.
Yeah!
So please vote on that CSM ballot. Fill out your exit poll. Don't do it till you actually have voted. And we will be very appreciative of that. Thank you guys for showing up to the stream fireside. Much appreciated. Now back to your regularly scheduled call.